It's Earth Eats. I'm Annie Corrigan. We've had spurts of unseasonably warm weather in the Midwest, and that has us eager for gardening season. It's coming, just maybe not yet. That is, unless you planted some cold, hardy crops way back in the fall. In which case, you're likely still pulling food out of the ground. Carrots and turnips actually get sweeter when they mature in the cold, and many greens do just fine throughout the winter. Kale is one of those. Lightly cooked kale leaves today.
All right.
Seasoned with some Asian flavors.
Today we're using kind of a purple-ribbed curly kale. The stems are edible, and they're also great in soups. So if you have a bunch of stems and you don't want to use them in your main dish, you can chop them up and throw them in your next soup. You can throw them in pasta sauce. What I always suggest if you're using the stems is cut them into small pieces, because you're cutting through those fibers and it's going to be tender. You don't have to worry about having those long stringy pieces in. Okay, we're going to just kind of rough chop the kale. Again, kale has those little crinkly leaves, so it's a very good idea that you wash it really well, because it can hold sand and dirt in it. And I always, when I'm washing greens, I use kind of room temperature to slightly warm water. And that seems to encourage the sand and the grit to come out of the lettuce. If you're if they're really kind of buggy, or if you pull them right out of the garden and they're, you know, maybe it's that little slug that's hanging out in there, you can put a little splash of vinegar in the water, and that will encourage those little pests to get out of your greens as well. Now we're going to do kind of an Asian kale dish, and so I've got a nice hot pan here. Okay, we're going to add some oil. We've got our garlic, our sesame oil, and that's going to really be nutty and toasty smelling. Okay, we're going to add our kale. And this you don't really need to cook too much, you're just wilting it. You want to keep that nice green color and crunchy texture. Okay, we're going to add our sesame seeds, a little bit of cracked black pepper. We're going to add some tamari. We're just going to toss that and season it to taste. And I'm just going to give that a little taste. Okay, I've got that nice nuttiness and then the crunchy little seeds in there. And with that tamari, you really don't need much salt in it. So we're going to plate it up.
This was garnished with some red pepper sauce and a lemon wedge. One more suggestion there. Let your guests add the acid right before they eat the dish. Adding it too early will dull the vibrant green color. EarthEats.org to follow the recipe.